Auburn and Alabama joined forces, and I don't like it.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
So we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Alabama and Auburn are on the same page on something, and it's kind of giving me the hives. We're going to break that down. We're going to talk about it's all revolving around this Protect College Sports Act, and schools are starting to come out and oppose it, which is kind of shocking to a lot of folks because, hey, this is supposed to help. There's one reason why Auburn and Alabama are doing this, and we're going to break that down. And look, we can hope for change all we want, but college sports, as we knew it and loved it, is dead. I think the best way to take the next step is to understand that, accept it, and then come up with a real solution. We're going to talk about all that in just a second, but before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to Calendly, Calendly.com/Ford Stokes, and you can book an appointment straight into his calendar. Only people that listen to the Barn shows can do this. You can get that a $2,600 value portfolio analysis that will include a Social Security maximization report, a financial plan all the way to your 95th birthday. If you're going to plan for retirement, you have to do it before you retire. Show them some love. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. So Auburn and Alabama release a joint statement opposing the Protect College Sports Act, urging Senate do not advance in its current form. And if you need a quick refresher, remember this is where – you know, you had a bipartisan introduction to this bill with Senator Ted Cruz, who was a Republican, and Maria Cantwell, who was a Democrat. And excuse me, it was supposed to help protect college sports. It was going to give the NCAA antitrust protections. It was supposed to give an NIL framework cap. It was supposed to give a 1 year transfer only, and then you got to sit out, and so on and so forth. Like, it was going to be this big deal, and it's going to, you know, everybody loved it because it was coming from both sides of the aisle, and so on and so forth. It passed one stage, I guess. It passed one stage. It's not like on schedule to be voted on, I guess, anytime soon. But on June 18th, it did pass the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. It passed 19-9. So I guess eventually the next step is, you know, they'll get it on down the road, and it'll be a little bit more legitimate when they take it to vote. This is really interesting to me. It's not so much on the Auburn side, but the Alabama side, because there was big support from Nick Saban and big support from Tommy Tuberville, obviously, on this bill, particularly this bill moving forward. Now, Auburn's relationship with Tommy Tuberville, we don't really just fall in line with everything Tommy says. Tommy's not like he's not anywhere near the ballpark of the way Alabama fans view Nick Saban. Like, we love to see Tommy Tuberville, like, when you come up to the AU club and he's out in the on the patio in the rocking chair and he shakes your hand. Like, we love that Tommy Tuberville. We love, you know, Tommy Tuberville being at a game and throwing up the six fingers and, you know, for six in a row, like that. But as far as the spokesperson and, like, who we look for to tell us how to feel about things, it's never really been that way with Tommy. On the other hand, Alabama fans don't really do anything unless Nick Saban says so. It's just been the case for quite some time now. And pretty much they kiss the ground he walks on. When he says jump, they ask how high. I mean, it's a daddy-child relationship, basically, when it comes to Nick Saban. So that's really, really shocking that they would essentially fly in the face of something that he is. I mean, he's testifying on this thing. Like, he's been up there working on this thing, and then Alabama goes in a different direction. I mean, that joint statement had the president of the University of Alabama and the president of the Board of Trustees. It also had the ones from Auburn, but that's the level of opposition that it had. I just don't think Alabama and Auburn need to be in bed with each other really at all. Like, let's save that for like natural disasters. Like and things like that. Okay. When the tornadoes came through in Alabama, that was awful. Auburn rallied, and I think they raised a bunch of money, and there was some organization, you know, that was a joint effort. Like, that's cool. I think there was a Tide for Tumors thing whenever the trees got poisoned, and then Alabama raised some money. Stuff like that's okay. But when we're talking about sports and we're talking about how things are going to be legislated, and you're trying to get things done with people you're going to be competing against, like, doesn't make me feel great. I think you got to keep the agreeable items to a minimum. Otherwise, it doesn't feel right. I just don't know. That doesn't really do much for me either. Like, that didn't have the impact either that I think that they thought it would. Like, I don't see a bunch of Auburn fans now running and carrying torches to stop the Protect College Sports Act. I don't even think many people even know that this happened. I think that they thought it would be some big fanfare and whatnot, and I just don't think that it landed, probably because people feel like I do. Probably because a lot of you feel like that just don't feel right. Like let's put out our own statement. Hey, Alabama, you put out your statement, we'll put out our statement. This whole let's get together and share a Twitter account and collab and on Instagram and tag each other and all this kind of stuff, it don't feel right. What they say is essentially that the bill will hurt enforcement, and I kind of see that because it'll go back to like government appointed committees and things like that, make it hard. It's like, man, we kind of got something going a little bit in a positive direction, and this is going to make it very convoluted and tough. The bill was supposed to provide antitrust loss protections to the NCAA, because the biggest thing is not so much that the NCAA doesn't have a spine or the NCAA doesn't enforce anything. It's that when they do enforce things, there's lawsuits. Because in reality, in the workforce, most of these things do violate. Most of these rulings from the NCAA do violate antitrust law. So there's supposed to be some protections there, but they say it doesn't stop those lawsuits. The idea of Congress running college football, it is kind of, don't feel crazy about it, but it is something, you know what I mean? Like, from the average person, like, hey, it's something to try to rein all this in. You guys aren't going to take care of it, so somebody's got to do something, right? Auburn and Alabama oppose Congress trying to run football. And then the big one, this is the big one, and let's just be honest, this is the reason why this thing's going to be opposed by, I would assume, all the SEC and specifically all the Big Ten. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Hang in there. But before we do that, don't forget to beat the heat with Precision Tune Auto Care. Open from now at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can get your free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and $50 off any AC repairs. Went in there yesterday, and they've been telling me that a lot of you guys are taking advantage of the $50 oil change. Really appreciate that. Don't forget about that. If you drop it off between 7 and 9, you can get the $50 oil change, which is the best deal in town. It's Precision Tune Auto Care at the corner of two parkways, Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway, where two parkways collide. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner, for less than $1 per day, you can list your business on our site, in our network, and it'll go out to all of our Auburn listeners. And if you're an Auburn listener, Auburn fan, and you want to make a purchase, need a service, start with Auburn people at buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. The main reason, let's be honest for a second, the main reason that this thing is not popular is because of the media rights piece, where this bill wants to essentially pool all of the media rights together. And that is no fun when you're the SEC and you've worked really hard to sort of build your brand and become one of the premier leagues in college football, and you negotiate the biggest TV deals out there. It's no fun when you're the Big Ten and you've invested and you've worked real hard to where now you're right there level with the SEC, and you've worked hard and you have a really good TV deal. The last thing you want to do is share it with everybody, right? Let's just be honest. It's all about money. What's funny is colleges are complaining about having to give up money. They're complaining about how much things cost as far as athletics go. They're complaining about the money piece, but money's what's driving this whole thing right now. Money is what's driving these statements. Money is what's driving this opposition. And, you know, to a point, I kind of agree with them that I do not really want to share my, you know, successes that much. Like, we're trying to be the best. I don't feel like you should take out of my pocket and give to someone else when we've earned it, based just simply off of a vote from Congress. Like, that's no fun. That's not very American. It is funny that it's cash going. We're arguing cash here, but we're arguing out of both sides of our mouth. College sports, as we know it, until we understand this, and I'm going to keep saying this until, I guess, something happens. College sports are gone. They're gone. College sports in 2016 don't exist anymore. College sports from 1995 do not exist anymore, period. It's not the same game anymore. It's just not, and there's no way to put it back in the box. We can't expect that, like, there's just going to be this magical legislation that's going to fix everything, and it's going to get us back to the quote-unquote the game we used to know and love. It's not going to happen. The only way to fix this thing to where it's something that is sustainable is to completely look in the face, look in the mirror, look at yourself in the mirror, and acknowledge college sports are dead. We have to come up with a new model moving forward. It's got to be a completely new game, completely new league, completely new everything. The 120-plus college football teams that are battling it out, and then you have the bowl season and this, that, and the other, and your conferences, that's not going to be – that just doesn't exist anymore. We don't even like playing in bowls anymore. Like, bowls used to be fun. They're not fun anymore. Like, that, they're a waste of time for the most part. The playoff is great. The playoff is a great step. But now we're trying to, you know, we got a playoff system that gives like auto bids to teams that haven't really earned it. And then teams that earn it, it's all subjective on who goes where. Now, like, we may all agree on who the top, you know, seven or eight teams are. But then it becomes a complete political battle on who the rest of it is. The only way that you can fix this thing to where it feels like a real entity is for a new league, basically, to be created. We have to say, hey, kid, these guys are employees of the school. We're going to all buy into a league. We're going to create rules for that league. We're going to assign a commissioner to that league. And if we're all signing on the rules, we're also going to sign on the punishment for violating those rules. That's what all the professional leagues do. Now, the professional leagues are much smaller. So it's going to be a little bit tougher, and I would imagine you're not going to have all 120-plus or 130-plus Division I schools in this future league. But it's going to be a substantial number, 64, 80. I don't know what that number is. But until we just admit that it's over, we killed it, we're going to continue to spin like this. Somebody's going to have a great idea. People are going to disagree. Somebody's going to introduce some sort of legislation. People are going to disagree. NCAA is going to draw up all these rules. They're going to sound great. They're going to pass the rules. They're going to try to enforce the rules, and they're going to be sued. Until we get out of this, we got to break from the NCAA completely and create a, I hate to say it, it's another pro league. And whatever comes of that, comes of that. But that's in 10 years from now, there's no telling what college football looks like. Bottom line is Alabama and Auburn don't need to agree on anything. Like, let's nix that. That makes me almost want to support the Protect College Sports Act. It'll never work. And obviously I'm talking a little bit of tongue in cheek. Would love to know your thoughts. I mean, it's easy to say, man, they got to do something about NIL. They got to put a cap on it. How do you do that? Like, let's really talk about how you cap NIL. Does the NFL cap NIL, which is the endorsements over their salary? No. So how are you going to do that in college? You got a salary cap, and that's rev share. So they have a hard cap of money that they can pay free and clear with no restrictions. They have that cap already. How do you tell Arch Manning he can't go get it, sign a $3 million deal if somebody's willing to pay him $3 million because he has a crap load of Instagram followers and he's in Austin, Texas, in a huge market? And then go down the line. Byron Brown. Like, why can't Byron Brown go make $3 million? He's one of the hotter names in college football. Probably really marketable. You can't do that. So if you operate under that mindset, like you can't cap out NIL. Like there isn't really a good fix for it. Now, could there be some better rules on how those funds are accumulated and then distributed? Sure, they could clamp down on that if they wanted to. It's just a weird time. And even with all of this drama and all of the stuff we talked about, like, I will say parity in the game is better than it's ever been, or better than it's been in a long, long time. So the product on the field's not that bad. It's just kind of, it's just different. I don't know what the answer is, but I just feel like in 10 years, it's going to be something completely different. We may have owners of teams. We may have selling naming rights on stadiums and all that good stuff. It's going to be crazy. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about Auburn and Alabama agreeing on something. Should you run and hide when that happens, or are they making some sense? We're going to talk again tomorrow. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We're going to have a Barncast tomorrow night. Make sure you're there for that. Subscribe to the premium channel, and you'll be able to get access to all of the bonus stuff we put up, Afternoon Delight every single day, the Village Vice post show 4 days a week, the film breakdowns, and we got something new coming that I think y'all are going to really, really like. We're going to drop very, very soon. So, guys, thanks for listening. Let me know what you think. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.